You're listening to New Technia. A 3D printed bottle shows when its cap is loose, without batteries or sensors. MIT researchers built 6 3D printed prototypes whose surfaces change as users turn, press, or slide their parts. The approach could make passive warnings more durable in wet or harsh settings, but it only reflects mechanically linked states and still depends on specialized multimaterial printing. A chemical bottle can now reveal a red warning when its cap is loose and switch to a green check when it is tightened, without a battery, sensor, or screen. MIT researchers achieved the effect by printing tiny lenses, interleaved images, and moving mechanical parts into the object itself. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers created Shift Lens, a design system that produces 3D printed objects whose surfaces change appearance when parts are pressed, rotated, or slid. Why does it matter? Passive visual feedback could work in wet, chemically harsh, or mechanically demanding settings where electronics add cost and fragility. What is the catch? The prototypes do not independently detect leaks or remember past events. They display only states that physically move two precisely aligned optical layers. Key number. The researchers fabricated 6 example objects, and their current optical design can encode as many as 10 visible states. A label that moves with the object. The system, called Shift Lens, turns an object's surface into a passive status display. In the bottle demonstration, tightening the cap pushes an internal layer into a new position. That movement changes which image is visible, so the bottle shows a check mark when closed and a hazard symbol when loose. Other prototypes include a click pen that changes its barrel pattern with the position of its tip, a door sign controlled by a switch, a tic-tac-toe board with rotating cells, a lipstick tube with a shifting color gradient, and a lampshade with a mechanically animated flame pattern. The research team's Shift Lens project page documents all 6 fabricated examples. How 2 optical layers create the effect. The upper surface contains an array of small lenticular lenses. Beneath it sits a pattern made from narrow, interleaved strips belonging to different images. Moving the lens layer by a control distance reveals a different set of strips, much like a lenticular card changes picture when tilted. Shift Lens changes the image through deliberate mechanical motion rather than the viewer's position alone. The software accepts the object's geometry, the desired images, and a movement type, then generates the lenses, patterns, and mechanism. According to the author's full technical paper, the complete object can be produced in one pass on a multimaterial 3D printer. The team created 3 built-in controls, a 2-state switch, a roller for smooth transitions, and a knob that can select several positions. An existing motion, such as twisting a lipstick barrel, can also drive the optical shift without adding another control. Why this is more useful than a visual trick? Electronic indicators are flexible, but they need power, wiring, and protection. A printed mechanical indicator could tolerate situations where a screen or circuit is unnecessary or vulnerable, including outdoor signs, packaging fasteners, and objects exposed to water or chemicals. The strongest idea is not that plastic can imitate a screen. It is that an object's normal movement can become its own readout. That direct connection may make some warnings easier to understand because the visible state changes through the same action the user is supposed to complete. MIT's August 5th research report suggests possible industrial uses such as packaging that shows when a fastener has loosened. Those uses remain proposals, not tested commercial products. Before we overstate the result, Shift Lens does not measure chemical leakage, contamination, or damage. The bottle prototype only shows whether its cap has moved to a mechanically defined position. The technique works with surfaces that preserve precise alignment while translating, rotating, or following a screw-like motion. Arbitrary shapes are not compatible. More visible states reduce the useful viewing angle, especially on curved surfaces, and printed imperfections can make patterns dimmer. The examples were printed on a specialized Stratasys J55 using transparent and colored materials. Cost, mass production, weather resistance, and long-term wear were not demonstrated. The paper is scheduled for presentation at ACM UIST 2026 in November. Broad independent replication has not yet occurred. What comes next? The researchers plan to reduce the number of design inputs and support more ways to move the optical layers. The more important engineering tests will involve repeated use, dirt, temperature changes, scratches, and imperfect viewing angles, since these conditions determine whether a passive warning remains legible outside a laboratory. If those tests succeed, ShiftLens could offer a small but practical alternative to adding electronics everywhere. Its promise is narrow and credible: make a mechanical state visible at a glance, using the object's own motion and no power at all. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.